What happens when you mix funky rhythms by an Indian-Canadian musician, whose band includes musicians from France, Germany, and a percussionist from Chicago who played for some of the best-known soul artists in history? You get the album The Supreme Genius of King Khan and the Shrines. That was a sample of the single Torture, the first single off the album that was released earlier this summer. It's the first album released in the U.S. by the band King Kong and the Shrines. Joining us now is King Kong. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. So we mentioned you have a pretty eclectic band. How did it all come together?
I moved to Germany in 1999. I was on tour. I was 21 years old. And the band that I was touring with was from Montreal, a punk band that I played with for 5 years, played bass. And we kind of wanted to, you know, do new things. And it had been a lifelong dream of mine since I was a kid to maybe do something like James Brown or Otis Redding. And then I basically found people all over Europe, musicians that I thought could fit the mold of being a Shrine. And I put them together, and voila, magic was made.
Let's play a track. There's one getting attention on the college radio these days. It's Welfare
really?
Bread. Yeah.
Oh, this is a song I wrote for my wife.
Oh, let's play a little bit and you can tell us about it. Here it is.
Okay.
Okay, tell us about it.
The song is about, I was on welfare for 4 years in Germany, and that was one of the reasons that I could actually focus on music and not have to worry about paying rent and raising two daughters with my wife. And we were on welfare very comfortably for 4 years, but then when we decided to move to Berlin, that's a completely different story. If you go to the welfare office in Berlin, if you could imagine the school gymnasium, which is like a spiraling snake line. And we were waiting there for 2 hours, and my wife just started crying, you know, because we were so stressed. And I kind of made a conscious decision at that moment. I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to have to get my S together and make money with music. And so I wrote about, you know, eating welfare bread and feeding your family with welfare bread. And thankfully now, since that whole Kafkaesque experience, I'm not on welfare, and we live a nice, humble life in Berlin. You don't have to pay your bills anymore now. You just have to eat my welfare bread. If I told you that your heart belongs to me now, could you hold your head up high again?
You get all these people from all these different backgrounds to work together.
Well,
it's,
you know,
very
what?
Interesting.
I was thinking about
Ron Streeter, your percussionist, who played with Stevie Wonder and Curtis Mayfield. And, you know, some people wouldn't think that a 60-year-old guy could still rock out. And it's just,
you know,
you got people from all over the place.
He's the healthiest guy in the band. He had a stroke 15 years ago, and he joined the band 5 years after he had the stroke. And when he had the stroke, he lost like all motor functions, like of half his body, including language and everything. And he basically had to relearn everything, and basically was reborn. So when I met him, it was 5 years after the stroke, and he had just started playing music again. And this band was kind of like a big part of his rehabilitation. And what's beautiful is that he is so happy to play mm-hmm. with us from the beginning. Like, he's been in the band for 8 years. And back in the day when we were sleeping, you know, on bathroom floors, he would be the first one to wake up and be just, you know, like, stretching out his arms and be like, man, this is the greatest time I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of brings it all back home when you have a 60-year-old man who's out punking everyone else.
I hear you. I want to play something else. Tell me something else we should play.
Why? We could play I Want to Be a Girl is always a nice one. That's my tribute to women.
I feel very appreciated now. Yes,
I'm a firm believer that women are superior to men.
Got you. Well, is that where I'm just? I was going to ask, where does the inspiration for most of your music come from?
I think challenging things, sexuality, insanity, sanity. That's where I get my most inspiration to put myself in the worst of situations and the best of situations. They wanna make me go.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with King Khan about his new album, The Supreme Genius of King Khan and the Shrines. So your parents, I think, were born in India?
Yeah, both my parents are Indian from the UP, from northern Indian part.
And you're raised in Montreal?
I was born and raised in Montreal, which is I'm very happy because the French part of me has a lot to do with why I am a punk rock man.
No, this is what I'm interested in. I'm like, you're Indian, French, Canadian kid who's in love with James Brown and punk. Just
yes. Well, basically,
I'm feeling that, but I'm just curious how all that came together.
Basically, I grew up listening to like oldies stations, you know, when my mom would take me to karate class. And I've always loved music since I was a kid, and I got into punk when I was in grade 5 because my best friend, his older brother was a full-on crusty punk, and my friend used to borrow his t-shirts to go to school, and he'd wear Dead Kennedys shirts and Sex Pistols shirts, and I was always like, wow, what's that? That looks really cool. And so he would sneak these tapes in, and we would, at recess time, when all the kids were outside, we would sneak in to our classroom and use our teacher's tape recorder and listen to DRI and Dead Kennedys. And we were like, wow, that's really cool.
That's always exciting. Well, so what about the James Brown soul influence?
That came from, actually, when I started playing punk music when I was 17, I kind of ran away from home when I was 17 because of some family problems, and when I started living downtown in Montreal, I learned a lot about underground rhythm and blues, you know, and underground, kind of like psychedelic garage music from all over America, from all over the world, you know, stuff that was in the 60s that weren't pop hits, you know, they were like kind of one-off bands of teenagers making, you know, incredibly beautiful music. And I love that music, and I wanted to bring that music back into the limelight because, I mean, for me, that was the music that freed everyone's mind, you know, back in the day. Like, for me, music is like is totally religious, you know, and if I have no choice but to follow this path.
So which of your songs got everybody rocking out when you were on tour? Which song should we go out on?
Out of Harm's Way is a good one to go out.
Out of Harm's Way? Okay. Yeah. King Khan leads the band King Khan and the Shrines. Their latest album, The Supreme Genius of King Khan and the Shrines, is in stores now. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck with
it.
Everything.
It was an absolute pleasure.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.